Neil, we know that Ian's disciplinary is going to be tomorrow, the hearing. From Ulster's point of view, you've had a chance to look back at it, and how do you approach this tomorrow?
Yeah, look, we'll just have to wait and see what the committee put across, and act accordingly. We got a few bits and pieces defence wise to take into consideration, but ultimately we'll just see what the committee's saying, and then make our judgments accordingly.
Such a key player though, Ian. I mean, he would be a massive loss if things don't go right.
No, definitely. Look, he's been playing pretty well, and obviously playing at six, he's man of the match in one of the previous games, and he's a key player for us, carrying the ball and defensively, and obviously a pretty decent line out forward. And he'll be disappointed if we'll just have to wait and see. I suppose it's been part of the parcel this season for us, with a few reds and a few bannings, so we've got to deal with what the outcome is, and then move on pretty quickly. And we're hoping that the red card will hopefully be enough punishment, and he'll be available for us for the rest of the season.
You've reviewed the game from the weekend. What's your overriding thoughts, and what have you brought across to the players from that game?
Yeah, look, we had some great opportunities. Unfortunately, we turned the ball over 19 times in our handling errors, and that's a disappointing. And look, when you're playing a game, with ball in hand and trying to stretch teams, you got to accept that there will be a few extra handlers. But we had a couple of guys in the clear on Saturday, and unfortunately, we weren't able to capitalise on them. And looking back, if we had capitalised on it, best case scenario for us, we could have ended up with a bonus point win. But that wasn't the case, and to be in contention, and then obviously Ian, getting sent off, and we had advantage in the 22, and if we were able to get maybe points on the board there, it might have been a different finish to the game. But the credit to the players, after Munster scored, it looked as if we were dead and buried. Rory picked up some scraps off the restart, and we got a penalty, and they were pretty clinical to finish, and Marshy playing out of position on the wing there, used his pace and he got in the corner.
It's out of your hands now with regards to the home semi-final, but it's a massive game against Glasgow. They're obviously going for the home semi-final, and you're relying on a couple of other results. It's pretty massive. What are you expecting over here this weekend?
Yeah, look, our quality side, they've been pretty decent at home like ourselves, and I suppose the one thing standing in our favour is we're the only team that probably doesn't need a bonus point win to secure a home semi-final. We've got to try and make sure we score one more point in Glasgow, and hopefully a couple of results help us out along the way. And so hopefully if Glasgow are looking for that bonus point, that they may play a little bit more expansive, and if we can defensively put them under pressure and maybe pick up a few loose ends, but obviously do pretty well with their own ball, we're in a good shout, and look, who knows, Galway's a difficult place to go, and the Dragons had a good win last week, and they want to finish the season strong. And I think the league in general this year, it's been pretty competitive, I don't think the last weekend will be any different. And if we're lucky to get a win in Glasgow, and a couple of other results going away, we could have a home semi.
Craig Gilroy sat out last weekend. What's his position this weekend?
Yeah, he trained this morning. Obviously Gilly, a key part of his game is pace and running pretty fast, and we've got to make sure that he's back to full fitness, and he's not feeling at it at all at any stage. As I said, he ran around this morning, took part in training, and we'll just have to see how he reacts over the next 24 hours. That's probably the hardest that he's gone the last 4 or 5 days, so we'll just see how he reacts.
We saw Andrew Trimble on his water boy on Saturday. Good to see him running in some capacity and training a bit at the start there. What's the current position with him, and when do you expect him back?
He's he's just returned to running, and ideally for himself and for us, it would be great to have him at some stage at the back end of the season, but I don't think that's going to be the case. Obviously a reoccurrence of the injury, he's got to make sure that he rehabs well, and he's got to make sure that he puts himself in contention for some warm-up games come the start of next season, and then hopefully in the World Cup selection. And if he makes that World Cup, then hopefully he'll come back to us fully fit and post the World Cup, and that's what we're all hoping for Andrew.
No matter what happens this weekend, there is still a great belief in this side. I mean, is the belief still that you can go on and win this league?
No, definitely. You know, I mean, all four teams will be believing that. You know, I think if you look at the four teams, you know, they've been pretty consistent this year and they're on their four quality sides. And you know, you saw how tight it was on Saturday, 23-all draw. And you know, I think on the day, if teams, you know, whoever's playing who, you know, take their opportunities, then they win the game. You know, and whether it's at home or whether it's away, I suppose ultimately, you know, if we can look after our own game and our clinical and finish, you know, then we'll be in a good place. We know the games aren't going to be easy, and you know, we're going to have the level of performance that we had against Leinster and against Munster, and you know, we've got to try and, you know, increase that, you know, over the next couple of weeks, and give ourselves the best chance of being in the final at home here and winning the competition.